Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom aleichem to all my white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Those are the pure seed line. And we are in an ongoing battle daily against the adversary. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve. And today's show is for the 12th of May, 2017, on Friday. And today we are going to begin in the book of Psalms with Psalm 30. And I need to make a little notation here where I... made an error. Psalms 30, and we'll see how far we can get. It's an ongoing thing. Never know with these. I'm not rushing the Psalms because they're so beautiful and so informative and in many cases so prophetic that you have to go slowly enough that you can do them justice. And so that people can make notes, those that study and actually follow along with me. Praise Yahweh for them. A little ice water with lemon in it. Help keep the pipes clear. This is the wee hours of the morning. Just about 4 o'clock in the morning here. Because that's when it's quiet. before the city wakes up and the fire engines go roaring out with the sirens blaring and I can't record. I got a firehouse a block away and boy, they just constantly. Let's get into this. Psalm 30, it has a title. It says, a psalm and a song at the dedication of the house of Dawud. See, he didn't get to build the temple, but he built that beautiful house there in Jerusalem. Let's get into this chapter, Psalm 30, verse 1. I will extol, 7311, that means to lift up. I will extol you, O Yahweh, for you have lifted me up, 1802. There's another word for lift up in the same sentence. And have not let my hated enemies, 341, rejoice over me. O Yahweh, my Elohim, I cried to you, 7768, and you have healed me, 7495. Verse 3, O Yahweh, you have brought up my soul from Sheol, 7585. That's the land of the dead and its inhabitants, not the grave. You have kept me alive so that I should not go down to the pit. 953. That's figurative for death. Verse 4. Sing and play, that's one word, 2167, to Yahweh, O you pious ones, 2623. And give thanks, 3034, at the remembrance, 2143, of his holiness. Verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, 7281. In his favor, 7522, is life. Weeping, 1065, may last, 3885, for a night, 6153, but joyful singing, 7440, comes in the morning, 1242. Verse 6. And I said in my prosperity, 7959, I shall not, 1077, ever, 5769, be moved, 4131. In other words, nobody can move me and make me do what I don't want to do. That's arrogance. Verse 7. Yahweh, by your favor, 7522, you have made my mountain, 2042, to stand, 5975, strong, 5797. Now he's talking about the mountain that Jerusalem is on. You hid your face, and I was dismayed, 926. He withdrew from him because of the arrogance. Verse 8. Now, I need to take a look at this in the scriptures because they have Adonai in here as well. And I want to know if this is one of the instances that they have changed. Yes, they have changed and taken the holy name out here. This is one of them that I missed. I'm using an old copy of the Psalms that I did years ago before I had all this research material. So now I've got that corrected because they had removed the holy name and substituted Adonai for it. So here's the correct verse here. Verse 8. I cried to you, O Yahweh, and to Yahweh, that's what I just corrected, I made supplication, 2603. I'm doing the best I can with an old copy. I have not had a chance to computerize Psalms yet. So if I have to pause and make a little note, I'll have to do that. But I want to give you accuracy. That's the main thing. Verse 9. What profit, 1215, and is there is implied. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the grave? 7845. There's grave. Shall the dust praise you? Shall it declare your faithfulness? 571. Verse 10. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy on me. Yahweh, be my helper. Exclamation point. Verse 11. You have turned my mourning, that's crying out over the dead, 4553, not the mourning as when the sun rises. You have turned my mourning into dancing, 4234. You have taken off my sackcloth and girded me with joy. Boy, is that poetic. That's beautiful. Verse 12. In order that my glory may sing and play to you. Sing and play is one word. He sang and played an instrument at the same time. And not be silent. And I'll read that again. In order that my glory may sing and play to you and not be silent. O Yahweh, my Elohim, I will give thanks to you forever. That's verse 12. And that is the end of Psalm 30. So here we have Psalm 31. And it has a title, and it says, To the Leader, that's the leader of the musical instruments, a Psalm of David. They would play and sing these psalms back in the old days. That was a big deal. I mean, they really even when they had the tent of meeting there, the ceremonies and the process of worship was a major undertaking for Israel at that time. They were close to Yahweh. Yahweh was there. He had not walked away and left us in our apostasy and dispersion. Now, he's watching us now. Now, he hasn't abandoned us. He's watching. He's gathering his remnants right now. Be faithful. Believe me, be faithful and wait on Yahweh. Verse 1. In you, O Yahweh, I seek refuge. 26:20. Let me never be put to shame. That's one word, 954. Deliver me, 6403, in your righteousness, 6666. Verse 2. Incline, 5186, your ear to me. Deliver me, 5337, quickly, 4120. Be my rock, 6697, of refuge, 4581, for a house of defense, 4686, to save me, 3467. Verse 3, and here he calls him, as, for you are my rock, 5553, and my stronghold, 4686. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me, 5148, and guide me, 5095. In his way of life is what he's talking about. Verse 4. Pull me out from the net, 7568, a capture net, that they have hidden, 2934, for me. For you are my refuge, 4581. Here's verse 5, and you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 46. That's Luke 23, 46. Into your hand I commit, 6485, my spirit. You have redeemed me, 6299, O Yahweh, El, that's divine being, of truth. Verse 6. I have hated them, 8130, that regard, 8104, lying, 7723, vanities, 1892, that's worthlessness. But I trust, 982, in Yahweh. Well, there's a lot of people that regard lying vanities today, most of which are in the Judeo-Christian churches. Verse 7. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have seen my affliction. You have known my soul in distress, 6869, and have not delivered me into the hand of the hated enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place, 4800. Have mercy on me, O Yahweh, for I am in distress, 6862. My eye, 5869, wastes away, 6244, from vexation, 3708. Yea, my soul and my belly, 990. That's my inner parts, my soul and my inner being. Verse 10, for my life is consumed with grief, 3015, and my years with sighing, 585. My strength fails, 3782, because of my iniquity, 5771. And my bones, 6106, waste away, 6244. Verse 11. I was scorned, 2781, by all my enemies, 6887. But greatly, 3966, among my neighbors, those near to him, 7934. And a dread, 6343, to my acquaintances, 3045. 3045 is yada, to know, that's the root. In other words, know those who know me. Those that saw me in the street, 2351, fled from me, 5074. They didn't want anything to do with him. Verse 12, I am forgotten, 7911. As a dead man out of my mind, or as a dead man out of mind, 3820. No longer, they don't know what to think around him, about him. I am like a broken vessel. Verse 13. For I hear the whisperings, 1681, of many, 7227. Fear, 4032, on every side, 5439, while they took counsel, 3245, together, 3162, against me. They devised, 2161, to take away, 3947, my life. They had a lot of conspiracies against David, including those of his own family. Verse 14. But I trust in you, again, 982, O Yahweh. I say, you are my Elohim. In other words, you are my God. Verse 15. My times, 6256, are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my hated enemies and from my pursuers. 7291. Verse 16. Let your face shine upon your servant. 5650. Save me for your mercy's sake. Verse 17. Do not let me be put to shame. One word again. 954. O Yahweh. For I have called upon you, let the wicked, 7563, be put to shame, and let them be silent, 1826, in Sheol, 7585. In other words, let them be silent in the land of the dead, because that's what Sheol is. Verse 18, let the lying, 8267, lips, 8193, be put to silence, 481. Which speak insolently, 6277, proudly, 1346, and contemptuously, 937, against the righteous, 6662. How great is your goodness, this is verse 19, how great is your goodness, 2898, which you have stored up, 6845, for those that fear, that's one word, 3373, for those that fear you or hold him in awe, which you have made for those that take refuge, 2620, in you before the sons of Adam. Because these enemies were of his own house and his own people, they were Adamites, they were coming after and trying to harm David. to overthrow him, take the kingdom, kill him, counter all his political actions. Verse 20, you shall hide them, 5, 6, 4, 1, in the hiding place, 5, 6, 4, 3, of your presence from the intrigue, 7, 4, 7, of man. You shall keep them hidden, 6, 8, 4, 5, in a booth, 5, 5, 2, 1, that's a tabernacle, okay, brush shelter, like the Feast of Booths, the Feast of Tabernacles, that's the word that's used. From contentious, 7, 3, 7, 9, tongues, 3, 9, 5, 6. In other words, he's going to protect his righteous ones from these evil people and the slanderers. A lot of that going on today in Christian identity. A lot of infighting and backbiting. We got to stop that, brothers and sisters. I'm going to do a sermon on that this week. Verse 21. Blessed be Yahweh, for he has shown me his marvelous, 6381, kindness, 2617, in a besieged, 4692, city, 5892. Verse 22. For I hastily, 2648, said, I am cut off, 1629, from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications. Eight, four, six, nine. When I cried, 7768, to you. Verse 23. O love, 157, Yahweh, all you pious ones. 2623. Yahweh preserves, 5341, the faithful, 539. And with abundance, 3499, makes retribution, 7999. To he who acts, 6213, with arrogance, 1346. A lot of those around today, aren't there? Verse 24, and reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 3, in your Apocrypha. Have courage, in other words, be strong, 2388. Be strengthened. That's what that means. Kazakh. And he shall strengthen, 553, your heart. There's two words for strengthen right there. All you that hope, 3176, in Yahweh. Okay? If you put your trust in him, he's going to strengthen you. Even today, these times are very perilous. They're getting worse. Anyone that has their eyes open can see the degeneration of all societies on the planet, not just here in the United States, but over in Great Britain, where the things are just falling apart. People are losing hope, losing faith. There will be a great falling away in the last days. And it's happening. Unfortunately, we are seeing a lot of that today, and it grieves me, but we have to deal with it because it's foretold in Scripture that this is going to happen. Well, here we have Psalm 32, and it has a title, of Dawid, Maskil, 4905, and that means as instructive. Verse 1 and 2, you can reference the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Blessed or happy, 8:35. It can mean either. Blessed is he whose transgression, 6:5:8:8, is forgiven, 5:3:7:5. That means to lift up from upon. Whose sin, 2:4:0:1, is covered, 36:80. That was covered by the yearly sacrifice. That's Kippur, okay? From Kaper. Verse 2. Happy is the Adam, specific Adam, not man, Adam, to whom Yahweh does not impute, 2:8:0:3, iniquity, 5:7:7:1, and in whose spirit, 7:3:0:7, that's ruach, that spirit or wind or breath, there is no deceit, 7:4:2:3, somebody that's open and honest. Verse 3, when I kept silent, 27:90, my bones, 6:1:0:6, wore out, 10:8:6, from my anguished roaring, that's one word, 7:5:8:1, all the day long. Now, this is poetic. This isn't literal. Okay, this is poetry. Verse 4, because not day and night your hand was heavy, 3:5:1:3, upon me. He was being punished. My moisture, 3:9:5:5, is turned into the drought, 2:7:2:5, of summer, 7:0:1:9. Now, the moisture and freshness of spring, as his moisture, he's likening himself, his prosperity or moisture, spiritual feelings, is turned into the drought of summer. Everything dried up for him. Then we have the word Selah, 5:5:4:2. That means a musical rest or a pause for contemplation. Verse 5. I confessed, 3:0:4:5. Now that is to know as a root. In other words, I made known my sin, 2:4:0:3, to you. And my iniquity I have not concealed, 36:80. That's covered up again. That's what it means, covered up. I said, I will confess my, 3:0:3:4, my transgressions against Yahweh. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Again, forgave is 5:3:7:5, to lift up from upon. Okay. And again, we have the word Selah, a pause for contemplation. Verse 6. For this, everyone that is pious, 2:6:2:3, shall pray, 6:4:1:9, to you in a time, 6:2:5:6, when you may be found, that's one word, 4:6:7:2. Surely, 7:5:3:5, in the floods, 7:8:5:8, of great, 7:2:2:7, waters, they shall not reach him. 5:0:6:0. Floods of waters. Bright and dark waters, like in the apocalypse of Baruch. People. That's a figurative for people. Verse 7. You are my hiding place. 5:6:4:3. One word. You shall preserve me from distress, 6:8:6:2. You shall surround me, 5437, with songs, 7438, of deliverance, 6405. That is really poetic. That's beautiful. And then again, we have Selah, pause for contemplation. Verse 8, I will teach, 7919, and instruct, 3384, you in the way which you shall go. I will counsel you, 3289, with my eye upon you. Now this is Yahweh, this is figuratively Yahweh speaking to Dawud. Verse 9, do not be like the horse, 5483, or as the mule, 6505, which have no understanding, 995, whose movement, 5716, and that is from 5710, must be restrained, 1102, with bit, like a bit in the mouth, 4964, and bridle, 7448, or it will not stand, 7126, with you, 413. In other words, they just wander off if you don't restrain them. Verse 10, the wicked, 7563, shall have many, or multiple, 7227, sorrows, 4341. But he that trusts in Yahweh, again, 982, trust, mercy, 2617, shall surround him, 5437. Verse 11 of Psalm 32, be glad, 8055, in Yahweh, that's jubilant or rejoicing, and rejoice, 1523, another word for rejoicing, you're righteous, or you righteous, 6662, and shout for joy, 7442, all you that are upright, 3477, yashar, in heart. And that 3477 is the same as the book of yashar, jasher. That means the book of the upright. So that ends Psalm 32. These are really beautiful. They really are, the way they form the words. Even in the English, which is only a pale comparison to the actual Hebrew meaning, I'm doing the best I can with the English, but there are some words in Hebrew that just don't translate well to English. You have to understand the Hebrew. And that makes it very difficult for study. I've done the best I can to explain things and put the words in the proper context in these verses. But they thought differently back then than we do now. And the formation of the language is not like the English language. And when we put it in English, it doesn't flow properly and is rather clumsy in many instances. And we have to use multiple words for a single word in Hebrew. There's words for shout, and then there's shout for joy. That's what we begin this next Psalm 33. It says shout for joy, 7442. Well, there's other words that mean shout. Be jubilant, be joyous. And you have to understand these particular words are different. And they have a different flavor to them You can't genericize, in other words, make generic these words. They are different. They have different meanings, and you need to illustrate that. And that's what I have done here, to give you the difference. Because a lot of times, especially in the King James, they just, it's all similar, so they just use one word. Well, that's wrong. You don't do that. That's why I did this work, to correct all that slovenly translation that they did. Very poor translation. It does not give you the flavor of the Hebrew expression. Let's go to this Psalm 33, verse 1. Shout for joy, 7442, in Yahweh, O you righteous. For praise, 8416, is appropriate, 5000, for the upright. I try to give you Strong's numbers. If they're different. Praise, 3034, this verse 2. Praise Yahweh with lyre, L-Y-R-E, not somebody that lies. Lyre, that's an instrument, 3568. Sing and play, one word, 2167. To him with the harp, 5035. An instrument of 10 strings, 6218. Now, there were different harps and lyres and lutes and all these instruments back then. Don't have them today. And King David was famous for making his own musical instruments. He was a master craftsman. That was one of the things that he was famous for. Because he wrote all of these and he was playing. Remember when he started out, he was playing the lyre for Shaul to calm him down. That was his job. He was court musician. It didn't work out so well, but that's what he did. And he did this all his life. Always. Verse 3 of Psalm 33. Sing, 7891, to him, speaking of Yahweh, a new, 2319, song, 7892. Those are, sing and song are only one number different. They're very similar. Play, 5059, pleasingly, 3190, that means fully, completely. As a shout of joy, 8643, a shout of joy. So that's a different word than shout for joy in verse 1. That needs to be demonstrated as different. So you can look them up. That's why I give the Strong's numbers. Because the word 1697 of Yahweh is right. That's upright. Again, Yashar 3477. And all his works, his creations, are done in truth. 530. Verse 5. He loves righteousness. 6666. And judgment. 4941. As just judgment. The land is full of the goodness, 2617, of Yahweh. Verse 6, by the word of Yahweh were the skies made, that's 8064, not heavens, the skies. And all the servants, 6635, in them, that's the hosts. By the breath, 7307, of his mouth. The servants in the skies are the heavenly host, the messengers, or if you must, angels. That comes from the New Testament Greek, angelos. And they made just genericized it, angels, when they rewrote the Old Testament, and they're messengers. Verse 7, because angelos means a messenger. Well, they changed it into an English word, angels, and lost the meaning of it. Tamper, tamper, tamper. Mess with the Bible. Change everything so people can't understand it, you morons. Verse 7. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. Okay? He did that. When they went through the Sea of Reeds, not the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds. They see they changed that too. Oh, the Red Sea. There's no Red Sea. It's a Sea of Reeds. Verse 7. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He stores up, 5414, that can mean puts or places as well. Give, put, place. It has multiple uses. He stores up the depth in storehouses. 214. That's a house of treasure. Verse 8. Let all the land fear Yahweh. Not earth, land. 776. Eretz. Let all the inhabitants of the world. 8398. That's Tabel, different than land. That means the whole world, everywhere. Stand in awe, 1481, of him. Verse 9. Because he spoke, and it was. He commanded, and it endured, 5975. In other words, it was established. Verse 10, Yahweh brings the plans, 6098, of the nations, all nations, really, to naught, 6331, makes the plans nothing. He thwarts, 5106, the designs, 4284, of the people. What people? All people. He's thwarting the designs of the evil people today. We can see things are breaking down. Praise Yahweh. Verse 11. The plans of Yahweh endure forever. The intentions, 4284, of his heart for all ages. 1755. That can mean ages or generations. Okay, has multiple meanings. Verse 12. Happy or blessed, can mean either, is the nation whose Elohim is Yahweh. That blessed. Israel was blessed. So blessed would be a better translation here, actually. I just made a note there. The people he has chosen, 977, for his own possession, 5159. That's speaking of Israel. Directly. Verse 13, Yahweh watches, 5027, from the sky. He sees all the sons of Adam, 120, specifically. Because all of Israel is of Adam. They're not non-Adamic. These verses are specifically about Israel and the Adamic people. Verse 14. From his dwelling place he gazes, 7688, upon all the inhabitants of the land, 776. Verse 15. He formed, 3335, all, 3162, their hearts. He pays attention, one word, 995, to all their deeds, 4639. And pays attention, that means to discern or be knowledgeable of. So that's why they use it as pays attention. He's watching everybody. Verse 16. And you can reference in the Apocrypha, the book of Judith, 9:7, chapter 9, verse 7, and 1 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 19. Pay attention to this verse. Listen carefully. Verse 16. There is no king delivered, 3, 4, 6, 7, by a large army. A mighty man, 1368, is not delivered, another word, 5337, by an abundance, 7230, of strength, 3581. Okay. Verse 17, again, listen carefully. This can have to do with weapons of war and vehicles and whatever. But back in the day, they didn't have that. A horse, 5483, is a false hope, 8267, for safety, 8668. None shall escape, 4422, by his abundance of strength, 2428. In other words, all their gear and machinations and stuff isn't going to help them when the day of wrath comes. And everybody's intimidated by these big armies they've got. Yahweh trumps, oh pardon me, I didn't mean to use that word. Yahweh is mightier than all armies on the planet. So when it comes time for Yahweh's wrath, doesn't matter how much stuff and weapons and technology they've got, if he wants to smite them, he will do so. No one can stand before him in his wrath. So trust and wait on Yahweh. He's been telling everybody that all through these Psalms. If Yahweh is with us, who can be against us? But you have to be in his camp. You have to come over to his side and be obedient to him. If you're going to continue in apostasy, you will not receive his protection. You're on your own. You're blowing in the breeze. That's why I keep exhorting our people to righteousness. Be obedient. Come to Yahweh. Love Yahweh. Put Yahweh first. And he will bless you and he will protect us of the remnant and only of the remnant in the days of wrath. Verse 18 of Psalm 33. Behold, the eye of Yahweh is upon those that fear, that's one word, 3373, those that fear him or hold him in awe, upon those that hope, 3176, in his mercy, 2617. Verse 19, to deliver their life from death and to keep them alive during famine, 7458. That's coming too, brothers and sisters. If you read Revelations, all the stuff that's going to happen with the crops destroyed and the trees and the rivers drying up and the water being poisoned and all the stuff that's in Revelations, The remnant will be protected. Our hope is in Yahweh. Our trust must be in Yahweh. Here's verse 20. What's this say? Our soul waits for Yahweh. He is our help, 5828, and our shield, 4043. What did I just say? It's our faith that's going to keep us safe. Faith in Him. Because the grace period will be over at that point. And they can cry out and call and whine and cry, but it's over. And only the remnant that was His will be under His protective custody. And the others? Well, you waited too long. Verse 21, because our heart will rejoice, 8055, in Him, because we have trusted, again, 982, in His holy name. Verse 22, let Your mercy, 2617, O Yahweh, be upon us according to our hope, 3176, in You. Okay? That's beautiful. And it's a warning at the same time. It's a warning. It tells of what's coming. I don't have enough time to do another psalm. It's at 52 minutes to the hour, and I can't do it justice, so I'm not gonna do another psalm. I'm gonna just hold off, and on Monday, the 15th, we'll get back into that, into the book of Psalms. So for now, I'm going to stop at the end of Psalm 33. They were pretty long psalms today and pretty involved. I only got four done, but I'm going to do these justice. I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to rush through them. They deserve much more attention, and they are so beautiful, and we need to hold these in reverence. They are a guidepost on how to live. These are so instructive. A lot of them are labeled as a teaching psalm. That's what a lot of the scripture is teachings. The Torah, that means teachings or law. That's why they call it the law. Well, it's not just the law. It's teachings on how to live your life. It's a how-to manual. This whole book, all three books, the Torah, which is the law, the prophets, which I have finished, and the writings, which we are in now, are all instructive. They're a how-to manual for living one's life. And we need to pay close attention to what's in here. And I point things out, and I point out the likeness of back then and the likeness of today, much similarity, much. There's nothing new under the sun, said Solomon in one of his proverbs. Well, there isn't. Different circumstances, but the same business going on. All the wickedness. Same wickedness going on back then. They just didn't have the technology of today. We don't live the same lifestyle as they did back then. I wouldn't say it's an improvement. We're eating unhealthy food. We're breathing unhealthy air. The land itself, the soil is being poisoned with all these chemicals. We're being poisoned with the stuff they spray on crops and the pharmaceuticals in the water. City water and stuff has traces of drugs in it. And that affects you. Trace elements of that, it will change your body. It will affect your body. And they've done that to us. So I have filtered water. I have a nice water filter. I bought a Pure, P-U-R, and I bought the great big pitcher, and I bought the premium filter that takes out everything. It is not like a Berkey. It is not of that quality, because I'm not taking water out of a stream that might have biologicals in it. I'm just filtering city water. I will have a superior filter system for my go bag, but that costs money. So that's it. I wholeheartedly believe in EFR. I think we are doing a great service. It's the best thing since sliced bread. The word is going out. We are having an effect. But EFR doesn't operate for free. Now, I'm not trying to be a TV preacher. Send me your money. God wants me to have a new Cadillac. Amen. Now, but server time isn't free. Nobody at EFR gets paid. We are all volunteers. I don't have a problem volunteering the time in my life to the service of Yahweh. It is a privilege. But before I go off the deep end here, you can hit the donate button and send $5, whatever. Help EFR out. We cannot do improvements and pay for server time, and all this stuff does cost money, like it costs you to live. The gas company doesn't give you free gas. The water company doesn't give you free water. The electric company doesn't give you free electricity. Well, the server company doesn't give us free server time. We pay for that. And we're all too poor to pay attention. But anyway, please help us out if the Spirit leads you. And I would like to announce that this is my 235th show for Word for Word. Now, that does not include the reruns that I'm doing. That's new shows. So, yay! About time to go here. Coming at the end of the hour. And I will say Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep all of you. And trust in Yahweh and be obedient to His commands. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.